Lord God, we pray your blessing on us now as we gather around your word. And as you speak, Lord, help us to listen. Amen. Most of you will probably remember the runner Eric Liddell, also of Chariots of Fire fame. Eric was an excellent sportsman, but he also was a Christian. And you may also remember that Eric refused to take part in sports events on a Sunday. His parents were missionaries in China, and Eric became a missionary himself, bringing the gospel to the people of China, living out God's call, as it were, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Eric eventually died in that country, having completed the Christian race with glory. Not a 400-meter race, but a race to last all his life, because we know that the race to glory is not a short sprint, but a dedicated long-distance race with many obstacles along the way. As believers, we are also on a marathon. We want to run this race of faith, but we also know that there are many challenges, many obstacles that face us. Many, many things of this world that will try to stop us from completing the faith race. But thankfully, God is on our side. And he, together with all the ancient fathers of faith, are cheering us on our way, helping us to get to the finish line, where we will be presented with nothing less than the gold medal of eternal life. In our New Testament lesson this morning, the writer to the Hebrews tells us that we have tools with which to train for this race. And these are resources that God has placed before us and also encourage us. And in the first resource is the testimony of all God's faithful people, the testimony of others who have completed the race before us. In Hebrews chapter 12, we read, "We have this large cloud of witnesses around us." In other words, we are surrounded by spectators who are spurring us on, because they have already finished the race. And we can read about them, about all these heroes of faith, in Hebrews chapter 11, if you want to do that later on today. These are God's people who had to deal with a whole heap of bad things in their lives, problems that tried to stunt their faith journey, simply because they too, like us, wanted to go along to the finish line of faith. Of course, the good news is that even though they died, they still finished the race. And because they did, they still speak to us today through God's word. Chapter 11, verse 4, "By faith Abel won God's approval, and he still speaks even though he is dead." Through the Holy Spirit, and within the pages of the Bible, the ancients who were commended for their faith still speak to us today. And of course, we have the one most perfect model, that is Jesus Christ. He finished the race well. Not even the cross would stop him. So our text reminds us, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom your faith depends from beginning to end. Jesus didn't give up because he knew what lay ahead of him. And if you think about it, he had many obstacles to contend with. He was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights in the desert, the Bible tells us. He was hated, spat upon, put on trial, and finally crucified like a criminal. The same Jesus who encouraged the early apostles is also with us. That same Jesus is with us on our race to glory. But he's not just there as a spectator. He's there as our guide. He's there as our personal trainer, our coach, our encourager, our motivator, and our inner power. The writer to the Hebrews says that when we feel tired in the race, when we feel weary and discouraged, it's good to know that we are not alone. Jesus Christ is with us. And the heroes of faith are there, cheering us on to keep going. The race to glory is crucial in the life of the Christian, folks. So what we carry with us on the way is also crucial. Our Hebrews text says, so then let us rid ourselves of everything that hinders. Let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way. Those things that so easily entangle us. And let us run the race with perseverance. The race marked out for us. So we're exhorted. We're exhorted to let nothing get in the way of this race. You see, we run the race in vain if we try to carry old baggage with us. Baggage that will weigh our hearts down. That inner strength that we get to keep going is an inner strength given to us by Jesus. And you see, our faith depends on Him. Our forgiveness is in Him who died on the cross for our sins. And therefore, our focus must be on Jesus. And our hearts must be cleansed so that when we reach that finish line and enter the presence of Almighty God, we will stand there, repentant, cleansed, our sins washed as white as snow, our burdens fully surrendered. In the race worth running, which is I've titled the sermon today, in the race to glory, our greatest resource is Jesus Christ. And our task is to follow Him and to cast off anything that is laying heavily on our hearts, anything that is hindering us or holding us back. There's another resource that we have and that is certainly needed in the race to glory, and that is spiritual perseverance. To achieve the laurels, to wear the gold crown of righteousness demands of us the ability to endure and persevere in a world which is aiming at holding us back. A world which is aiming at slowing us down at every turn. And sadly, many give up because of this. Verse 3 of chapter 12 of our text says, do not grow weary and lose heart. In another version of the Bible, it says, don't let yourselves become discouraged and give up. But I like Eugene Peterson's The Message, his translation, where he says, when you find yourselves flagging in your faith, go over the story of Jesus, that long litany of hostility that he plowed through. And I tell you, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls. I can hardly get my mouth around that. He says, all of those things, when you find yourself flagging, when you find yourselves getting tired of this face race, go to Jesus. Because that's the place that you will get the encouragement and the fervor and the new injection in your life to go forward. Of course, the evil surrounds us day by day. The evil one will want to pour negative thoughts into our hearts. And sometimes we doubt. And those doubts grow like mushrooms in the darkness of our spirits. But we have the challenge. The challenge contained in the Word of God. The challenge to fight that doubt. To destroy that doubt. Because why? Because our faith needs to be strengthened. We need to not be flagging. We need to keep strong. And if we remember, doubt can be destroyed by standing on the promises of God. And there are many promises in God's word to encourage us. Trust in God, trust also in me, Jesus said. Whoever believes in me will live, he said. Ask anything in my name, and I'll do it, Jesus told his followers. And he also said, I will be with you even to the end of the age. And then that wonderful promise, where he says, I'm going to the Father to prepare a place for you, because where I am, you will also be. Folks, these are reasons not to doubt. Because doubt is the traitor of our souls. But that doubt can be destroyed if we stand on the promises of Jesus Christ, on the promises that are contained in God's word for us. Our faith can be strengthened by using the one great apostolic method we see so often in the Bible, which is to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So as we run the race, the Christian life race, the one race worth running, I believe, our exercise or training program must involve, amongst other things, the following. It must involve God's word to guide us. We must stand on God's promises. We must hold fast to them. And we need to keep our eyes fixed on God's Son, so that we remain focused and we will have the capacity to persevere. And we need to remember also, we have that great cloud of witnesses spurring us on. Read about them in the Old Testament. They are wonderful examples for us also of going through challenging times. And we can hear them saying, keep going, don't lose the sight, your sight of the Lord Jesus Christ. We also have inner strength provided for us by the Holy Spirit. And we have the example of Jesus Christ, of what it is to persevere. And at the final straight, on the last lap, we want to, like the Apostle Paul, be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I've kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you will be our guide, that you will stay with us on our pilgrimage through life, that you will be ever close to us as we run the faith race. And when we falter, Lord, when we stumble in the world, encourage us and steady us. And when we fall, Father, pick us up. Help us to become step by step more faithful. And remind us by your Holy Spirit each day that you have traveled this way before and will continue to travel with us. Amen.